This week, Oahu Republicans elected a new chair. His election comes in the aftermath of contentious talk and a party split over the departure of Beth Fukumoto. Earlier today, I talked with new Oahu GOP Chair Brett Kolbas about how he takes up the business of building his party.
Very important that we start afresh with our Republican Party and actually start talking as opposed to being silent.
So what does that mean to start afresh as the Republican Party and really talk about some of these issues? A lot of people would say, haven't we been talking about these issues already?
Well, we have been talking about the issues, but you haven't heard a lot from Republicans, at least not from the party. I want us to be out there espousing our beliefs and our principles and our policies and give the community of Oahu a definite contrast to what they get from the other side of the aisle. They have all the failed policies, and so all the arguments are with us, and we just got to make that case of why voting Republican will be better for the individual and better for the family. When you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, you know, we only have a select group of individuals that are participating in the party, and those are the people are in a lot of the leadership positions at the state level. At the county level, we got about 36 or so districts. My count might be off a little bit, but each of the districts have at least four individual precincts part of that. And we don't have any precinct presidents, or very few, less than 20% of our precinct leadership, the real on-the-ground grassroots, the ones that are going door-to-door in their neighborhoods, talking up Republican values and principles and whatnot, are not there. So the people are only getting a top-down view of what the party should be doing. And I think we've lost our way in a little bit, and we need to get back to our grassroots and our base of support.
That top-down view includes a lot of divisiveness within the party that people are perceiving. Even what we heard Cynthia Thielen say regarding Beth Fukumoto when she said that true Republican leaders don't promote a more narrow version of the original Republican Party as fundamentalists or practitioners of a me-first attitude and a my-way-or-the-highway mentality. Does that describe the party you know?
That does not describe the party I know. And you're going to have to really drill down with Cynthia about her comments. But that is not the party I see. I see a party of hardworking men and women that are struggling here in Hawaii day-to-day to make ends meet, to support their families, against the crushing laws and regulations that our elected officials are putting down on us. So I want them to be able to have a voice, and that voice starts with having a strong Republican base structure ready to go, that when they find a candidate in their districts that they like that's Republican, all that groundwork is ready for that candidate so that he or she is not trying to establish a startup team, followers, and all that stuff. It's already there, and they can hit the ground running once that candidate is identified.
You've made the point that you're looking at this from a grassroots position upward, not necessarily top down with the elected officials that many of us may see and hear in media. Nevertheless, watching what has happened with the Republican Party over many recent years and watching the winnowing down of Republicans in the legislature is what a lot of people remember and are carrying forward with them. How can you begin to bring this Republican Party to a place where there could be some substantive dialogue and where there would be a situation that many politicos have said in past, if we had a robust Republican Party, that would also bring out the best in the Democratic Party?
You know, that's probably long down the road. I'm focusing on what I can do now. We got to get Republicans in office in order to be able to get that dialogue going.
Knowing if that's the long view, and that's always been the long view, and in some ways we've seen the failure of that long view, how do you believe you can change the way in which Republicans go forward to be able to get to that point eventually?
I want to be able to message Republican values and ideas. Once we do that, I think, like many people think, people will come out and run as Republicans for office. What you've seen over in the past few years is, you know, the party has taken, at least the state party has taken on a lot of responsibilities that should have been with the county parties and the county level. And the county level needs to be where all the grassroots action is. When the state got involved with organizing the districts and precincts, it all became lip service to the grassroots, because they were never given the tools they needed. They were never given direction on how to do it. A lot of, you know, district chairs may have gotten into position thinking they were going to do well, but got stymied by the lack of support from the state level that disenfranchised them, that they weren't ever going to be able to do what they needed to do. I think there's a lot of great Republicans out there that are ready to come forward and start working to help make our party great again, because I hope to bring a breath of fresh air and some principles and values that we can message on 365 days a year, the first 2 years in the 2 year election cycle, so that people know where we stand.
How do you look at bringing the party together when we've seen such divisiveness?
If you have people sit down all together, you'll find out a majority of those people all have the same goal in mind. It's the way forward and how to achieve that goal, that people have different things that they would like to do. We got to just be mindful of some of the hyperbole that's going on out there.
Including from say, the Republican Assembly and a lot of the vitriol that's being spewed from them?
Absolutely. You know, everybody has the same goal. We want to get Republicans in office and change the way this state is heading, in the direction it's heading. You know, we might not agree on the Hawaii Republican Assembly's message on everything, but a lot of their facts are correct. We might not agree on the party not speaking out on issues or doing some of the core stuff, but their goals are the same. It's just a different philosophy on how to accomplish them. And the same thing with the legislators. You know, we got to be able to understand where the legislators are coming from. They got a whole different mindset of what they have to do, especially in the minority. You know, there's a lot of things that we got to understand that they got to do. But the hyperbole is on all sides. It's not just one-sided. Everybody has it. It's just a matter of who is the loudest and is getting heard.
Well, I want to thank you for the time today.
Well, thank you.
We'll be listening.
All righty.
Brett Kolbus is the new Honolulu chair of the Republican Party of Hawaii.